says this. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. That is our charge, church, soldiers, and God's army. Let's endure. Let us persevere. Let us go through the training that God has for us to go through. Let us mature. Let us continue to press on. Because we don't fight alone. We got the greatest cheat code, the greatest help that there ever was. We have God Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, who sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for us and raised him to life 3 days later, and now sits at the right hand of the Father, that has all power, all authority under heaven and earth under him. We have his name. We have the whole armor of God. We are well equipped. We are not short on supplies. Okay, it's not like we don't have the right number of weapons or ammunition or firepower. We have an arsenal that is unmatched and unrivaled. But we cannot give up. We have to stand. We have to fight. You can have all that stuff, but if you drop your weapons and you run, or if you sit down and take a break for a while when it's not time to take a break. So, don't give up, church. Amen? All right. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. God, we thank you that you give us perseverance. You give us strength, God. You walk with us through every trial. We are not alone, God. We have you. We have each other. God, let us be there for one another. Let us encourage one another. Let us lift one another up. Just like in the real times of war and the real soldiers, God, they're there for one another. They don't leave anyone behind, God. Let us not leave one of us behind. Let us fight the good fight of faith for you, for the glory of God, for the gospel of Jesus, and for each other. Lord, if one of us is weak, fallen, or wounded, let us stop and bend down, pick each other up, bandage each other's wounds, love each other back to health, and continue to press forward. God, we thank you that we are not forgotten, we are not forsaken. Lord, it's like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Lord, if we get thrown into the fiery furnace, the hottest fire of our life, we will come out, not even smelling like smoke, because you are there with us in that fire. You won't just automatically snatch us out, but you are walking with us and protecting us and then bringing us out and putting our enemies to shame and bringing glory to you and to your name, Father. God, we thank you for that. God, and I just pray for the blessing of God to be upon your people, God. Protect them. Keep them as they go. And we thank you for that. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, before we go, we got a couple of prayer requests. So let's go ahead and let's pray over those right now. Father, we want to lift up Mona Kearns, God. God, we pray for her knee.